up, you'd say she's...
She's doing well.
Or she's what, three children?
Yeah, she's got three children.
Uh-huh. And, say if a child was misbehaving, you might tell him, if you did that again,
Spank and whip him.
Okay. Is spank and whip the same thing?
Well, no, you spank them again, you get a switch to whip them.
Okay. And, you might say, she has a hard life. Her husband died and she, what, three children?
And, work for her, make a living for her.
Uh-huh. So she, what, three children all by herself?
Raised them by herself.
What's that?
Raised them by herself. Mm-hmm.
And you say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, Bob, what, a lot in 1 year? Bob?
Growed.
Okay. And you tell him, you certainly have...
Growed a lot.
Okay. And that Bob came up so fast you could almost see him...
Growing.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
They call them bastards, all I know.
Mm-hmm. Any other expression?
There's another name for it, but I wouldn't know.
Have you ever heard wood's colt or grass colt?
Mm-hmm. Wood colt. I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does that mean the same thing?
Yeah, it's all the same thing, just different name.
Mm-hmm. And a child that's lost both parents would be called a...
Orphan children.
Okay. And the person who looks after him would be his...
Maid, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Or you call his legal...
Legal parents.
Or legal guardian. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
Kinfolks.
Okay. Any other word?
That's all I ever say. Just kinfolks.
Okay. And you say, well, she's got the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
No kin.
Okay. And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
Stranger.
Okay. What if he came from a different country?
Well, he'd be a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say that... would you have to come from a different country to be a foreigner?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not from Florida. Would you call me a foreigner? Or?
If he was from another country, you would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these are some names. The name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Okay, and George Washington's wife? Or, you know, in the Bible, the sisters of Lazarus?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Oh, I ain't gonna tell you their name.
Is Mary
and... Mary Magdalene.
Or Mary...
Mary Magdalene, ain't that one of
And then
Martha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines? What the name was in that?
No, I don't.
The name of the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party?
What?
Do you know the name Nat?
No.
Nellie?
Nellie.
Uh-huh. Does that sound familiar?
I just don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember that battle about that. It might be right.
Mm-hmm. Say, a little boy named William, his nickname might be...
Bill.
Or...
William would come and take the place of Bill.
Mm-hmm. And a male goat is called a...
Male goat is called a sheep goat.
Or a bit...
Billy.
Okay. And the first book in the New Testament...
Is Matthew.
Okay. And a woman who conducts school is called a...
Teacher. School teacher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Do you ever heard?
Yeah. Just school teacher. Mm-hmm.
And this is a family name. Do you know the name of a barrel maker? Do you know the name Cooper or Cooper?
It is a Cooper.
Uh-huh. What would you call a married woman with that name? She'd be?
I wouldn't know.
Well, her husband would be Mr.
Well, she'd be Miss.
Miss what?
Miss Cooper.
Okay. And, so if you're talking about a preacher that's not very well trained and